And on this Memorial Day, President Biden joined a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. And in Uvalde, Texas today, the first memorial services are being held after a gunman last Tuesday killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary. On Sunday, the president and the first lady visited the school and the families of the victims and survivors. NPR's Claudia Grisales is there, and she joins us. Claudia, what's the scene at the school now?
Well, we're seeing long lines continue to form at the school. We've seen this in the days following the shooting. A lot of these mourners are coming, and in the past days, they were coming to law enforcement officers on scene, asking them to put down flowers, notes, whatever they could get to this makeshift memorial in front of the school. And starting yesterday, these mourners could get up to this memorial and place those flowers and those mementos directly themselves. And so it continues to be a moment of somber reflection and shock and sadness. Yeah. And you see a lot of people walking away hurting from what they see happen there.
And yesterday's visit by President Biden and the First Lady, how did the people of Uvalde interact? How did they respond?
Well, this appearance by the president and the first lady was very private. There was not a lot of public press, if you will, large groups of press that were allowed to follow the president around. So their aim there was to keep it as private as possible when it came to praying with family and friends and residents in this area in church or visiting the scene of the school. And so in terms of reactions of what we heard, we did hear chants. We did hear people in a crowd shouting to the president to do something. He responded, "We will." And so there's a lot of impatience here, and people are trying to get that message to the president and others to try and address how this happened.
Claudia, some of the visitors going to the school to pay their respect, I gather, traveled a long way. You spoke to a high school teacher from Mission, Texas, almost 5 hours away, Adela Lopez?
Yes, exactly. I was really surprised in terms of the visitors to this makeshift memorial at Robb Elementary. In Adela Lopez's case, she came with her husband, Rene. He's a retired firefighter. She is a high school teacher, as you mentioned, and this really hit close to home. She's very worried about what could happen next. Let's take a listen.
Students I teach are older, 9th to 12th, but they're still children, and this can happen to us. So that's my fear for my next. We're already out for summer, so everyone's fine, but we don't know next year.
Yeah, well, and Claudia, so many of us know teachers who are asking the same questions. Now, the Justice Department plans to review the law enforcement response, why they waited an hour or so to bust in and kill the shooter. Have you spoken to people in Uvalde about the delay, about the DOJ inquiry?
Yes, what we're hearing from people is they're pleased about the investigation, that in some cases, it seems that the tone of sadness has turned to anger. They want to know why were officers in that building of that school for up to an hour while this shooter was barricaded in this classroom with these children and these teachers. And so that's what they want answers to, is how could this possibly happen, especially after Columbine. It seemed that lessons were learned. You go in immediately. There's no waiting. And so there's a lot of interest in getting answers to why this happened and accountability for it happening.
Well, as you and other members of the news media are trying to nail down the specifics of the timeline of what happened, what are still some of the most pressing questions or unknowns as far as what happened that day?
Well, there's still details about the timeline that need to be filled in, the back and forth between the commander over that incident, the delay, the response by the Border Patrol tactical team. We are not clear in terms of what it took in terms of barging into that room, confronting the shooter, and going against this waiting approach that has been referred to as a mistake by top law enforcement officials. So there's still details in that timeline and information as to why this mistake was made that day and what happens going forward in terms of protecting all of these schools in this area and beyond in the state.
NPR's Claudia Grisales on the line with us from Uvalde, Texas. Claudia, thank you.
Thank you so much.